So, what do you have on your machines for, have you all created donation and drive and that kind of thing? Right. And I don't know what I have out here because I've forgotten.
I
have a donation.
The drive. Did you do that? I only have donor.
I have donation. I don't have drive. Okay, I actually created them at home yesterday or the day before or something. And what I did, again, just to point out, somewhere I have, so I have out here, create drive, I believe, if I go to there. And so I have, and I can put them out there if anybody wants them. But I have create drive, it's all of that, so it's not exactly terribly time consuming to create it. So you have create drive, table drive, and then I've got drive number, drive name, drive tray, last year and this year. So then if I go into here and say, okay, now I want to edit, create drive, and it comes up with that. Do you want to create a new file? Yes. And I'm going to go and find my code, which is right there, and paste it in. Whoops, what did I do? Somewhere I've got another notepad that is create drive. There it is. And then say, okay, file, save, file, exit, and then when I come back down here, I can say run, create, drive, or @ create drive, whichever one I want. And the table has now been created. Okay, so I now have the table. And then I also did a file open, and I called it insert drive just because I wanted to do it this way. Insert drive. Okay, so insert drive was this, so that I can then prompt. And notice that I put the drive number, which was a bear care field, the drive name, and the drive chair inside quotes. Last year and this year were numerics, so I didn't put those inside quotes. Okay? So if I then prompt for this, and say I want to edit insert drive. Do you want to create a new file? Yes, and I'm pasting it in. And then saying file, save, file, exit. And I think I took a picture of that, but just in case. file exit, and I come back here, and I say, all right, @ create drive. Okay, so, all right, name is already used in an existing object, so apparently I have a drive out there. I didn't think I did. Oh, I said to do create drive. Don't pay any attention. Insert drive is what I meant to do. So I'm now saying enter value for the user drive number, and the drives are up here, so I'm entering 100, and then I'm entering kids shelter, and then Ann Smith, and then 10,000, and then zero. Okay, and the row got created. And then I'm going in and doing it again. And this time I'm going to put in the 200 and the animal home and Linda Grant and 5,000. And I just think this is easier than typing out the whole thing. I think it's just a lot easier to go in this way. And 300, whoops. So I've got 300, and then I've got health aid. And then I've got David Ross, and 7,000, and zero. And I don't know whether I actually, if I want that one with the 400, I can do that one too. That one isn't on the original. So if I want that one, I've got 400 and halfway and Robert Doe and zero and zero. Okay, so basically, that I think is easier for the data entry. I have in the past put, you know, two inserts in the same thing, but then if you make a problem with the first one or make a problem with the second, it messes it up, so it's just easier to find it and run it again, I think, than it is to go through trying to do multiples in the script. So basically, I've got the script there, and again, I think that's a fairly easy way of doing it, and this is what the script looks like. Okay, so I've got the donor and the drive. Okay, questions? Yeah.
It's kind of related to scripts, but not so much. I understand what you're doing, but the this is something I'm running into at home. I created several scripts from home using PuTTY, and I can't find that they're saved. I go in and edit the script, and I find them, and without a problem. But it's a mystery to me where they're being stored on my computer. I don't have Windows 8. I don't know where they're going.
Okay, is this do you have Oracle installed on your computer?
No, I'm just going through PuTTY.
You're going through here.
Right, yeah.
I don't remember where they store them. It's their decision, basically, when they set it up. They put it someplace. Do they store them out on WinSCP? Or do they store them? I don't know where they store them. I can find out. I can ask somebody.
I mean, I search my computer for the scripts.
No, it wouldn't be on your script.
It wouldn't be on
yours, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, at home, I have Oracle installed.
Yeah.
And then it saves it on the script. And I can't tell you where, but I've got a note on my on one of my pasties that tells me where it is, but I don't remember. But you can also go and just search, and you'll find where it is. But they are here. They are putting it someplace, and I don't honestly remember where they're putting it.
Yeah, I don't know where they put it. I used to just do the scripts through WinSCP, right from WinSCP, and just put them as an SQL. And then it's automatically there every time you need it.
Okay, so you just store yours out of WinSCP, but you don't run it. Do you run it from WinSCP?
Yeah, I have, because Pat taught me how to do it. That's how I made some of my scripts before.
Okay.
So I just did it like the...
But did they put it there, or did you decide to put it there?
No, I did it right. I signed into WinSCP and just did a clean...
And made the scripts there. That's actually not a bad place to store them if you want to use them. But I don't know where they put them. I mean, I actually take the scripts at home, I'm fine, but I also, if I want to bring them in here, like I did, I store them on a floppy. I make a copy for myself. So that's fine, they can store it anywhere they want to, but you can make a copy on your computer at home.
Right. Just save a notepad.
And just do a save as notepad, and if I come right in here and just say save as, I can pick where I want to put it. Mm-hmm. So I can go out, and put it anywhere I want to put it.
Right. Yeah, I was looking at under C users and then a subfolder with my user ID, because that's how it works here in school, but I didn't do that at home. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can find out, as I said, where they put them, but you can also, I think the easiest approach is just to make your own copy.
Right.
And they store them wherever they store them, but you have your own copy.
Right.
Okay. So, back to views, and the reason I got in that little sidetrack is one of the views they made is create view, donor expand. Okay, so let me see what we have out here for donation. Well, I've got four donations, so that's fine. Here I think I had four, five, whatever. So you can create this donor expand. So they said create view donor expand as select M ID number, comma G name, cont amount, D drive number, drive name. And again, the only ones that I'm putting a letter in front of are the ones that are repeated on multiple tables. Okay? And then I'm saying from... And donor is the G one, donation is the M one, and drive is the D one, where M ID number equals G ID number, and M drive number equals D drive number. Error at line 3. Okay, so what did I do? Do I not have a table called donor out there? Username, right?
The table name.
Table name? From user tables. Apparently, I don't have donor out there. Okay, then I'm not going to make donor. But I don't want to take the time. I thought I had it out there. But essentially, what I've done here is I've gone in and accessed three tables. And if you have donor out there, you can do it. But I don't think I have. And putting donor in also requires a lot of inserts. So I'm saying select. And I'm taking stuff from three different tables. And again, I've sent this back to a few of you, but when you are using three tables, you have to have two links because you've got to link the tables together. Okay, so what I'm doing there is I'm saying I have the donor. This so I have to have some room to write. Okay, donor which I call G, donation, which I call M, and drive, which I call D. And I'm saying I want the ID number on these two to link, and I want the drive number on these two to link. Okay, so I'm linking the tables. I can't link the drive to the donor because I don't have any information about the drive on the donor. So if I ever wanted to see donor and drive, information from donor and drive and not from donation, I'd still have to use donation because I don't have a direct link between donor and drive. So to get to drive, I've got to go from donor over to donation via ID number, and then I can grab the drive number at the donation and go over to the drive and get the matching drive number. But if you don't link, and that would be true here in creating the view, you get every possible combination and it's worthless. Okay, getting every possible combination, it doesn't link, it just goes through and every donor gets a record with every donation and every drive. And so it goes on and on and on and on and on because you've got every possible combination. So whenever you're using multiple tables, you need to provide the links, okay, because it's worthless without them. I can't even think of a situation where I want every possible combination. So then I went down and used that so I can continue to use donor expand. So I went down and said, I want from donor expand, and that means that I've got this combination file that has information from the donor, information from the drive, information from the donation, and I'm using that. So at that point, the linking was already done when I created donor expand. And so it is just looking at donor expand and showing me everything that has a contribution amount greater than 20. Okay. So donor expand has information from all the tables, but the linking happened when the view was created. So I can just use the view to get all of the information. Is that clear or questions? Okay, so back, I'm assuming when I wrote donor, yeah. That's the table that I created when I created donor expand. Okay, so that's the table that I created. And if I look at this, ID number and name came from the donor table. Con amount came from the contribution table. Drive number came from, which did I say, from the drive table, and drive name. Okay, drive number could have come from either table. It could have come from the drive table or from the donation table, just like ID could have come from the donor table or the donation. Actually, I got it from the donation. Okay, so when I'm linking them, it doesn't matter because I'm saying they got to be the same, so it doesn't matter which one I choose up there, but I got to choose one. So that's the result that is created, and it has data from three different tables. And therefore, now if I want that data, so lots of times there's a collection of data from the tables that you use on a regular basis to make reports or something. It's just on a regular basis. And so if you create a view that contains that information, then you don't have to go through the whole process of from and listing three tables and where and doing the linking. You can just use the view. So again, this one had donor expand greater than 20. And down here, I said create a view, drive view, and I took two different fields that I wanted as select drive number and the sum of contribution amount from donation grouped by drive number.
Okay. So I'm saying create this new drive view. It's going to have two fields, drive num and tote contribution. And I'm going to put in it, so I'm saying select drive number and the sum of the contribution amount from donation and group by drive number. So drive 100 has a total of 105. Drive 200 has a total of 40, and drive 300 is a total of 10. Okay. So I created basically a total table. But anything query that I can write with a table, I can also write with a view. Okay, so once I've got my view created, I can do things like this, which included making a table that has a drive number and a sum. Questions? Okay, the next thing we're going to do is play with report. And report, they're on the user interface, they do have better reports. But we're going to stick with the kind that they have. So since I don't have donor, which I thought I did, we're going to just go in and create a report from some table that I have. And I have a donation table. So I'm going to do a DESC of donation. And select asterisk from donation. I think I had four records in there. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to make a report using the donation table. You can make the report using anything else, anything you want. On this handout, I made the report using donor expand. If you notice on the first one, I didn't say donor expand. On the second one, I did. If you have just been using a table, it will, when you go in to make a report, it will default to using the last table you used. That's a horrible idea because therefore, people are going to run the report, and if that wasn't the last table they used, the report is going to be a report of nonsense because it's going to use a different table. So you can forget the first example that I have there and go down to the next one where I put in the name of the view that I wanted to use. This can be a table or it can be a view. So I made that view donor expand, and so then I went in and I made a report from donor expand. Okay, but since I discovered I didn't have donor here, and maybe that's what I'll do at 2 o'clock, is put donor out there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a very basic report using things from donation. Okay. So the first thing I do is I say edit, and I'll call this report one. And it comes up, can't find it. Do you want to create it? Yes. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do clear columns, and then column ID number. I think that was... Yes, I have ID number on there. So column ID number, and then I can go over and say the heading for that column, I want to be donation, and then put the
the straight line, which is right under backspace. What's that called?
Pipe.
Thank you. And then put ID number. So that's giving me a header. And then column name or drive number. Let's see, drive number. Heading is going to be donation drive number. And then column contribution amount. I'll just do cont amount and not do everything. Or actually, I'm going to start out doing everything. Cont date, heading, donation, date. And obviously, you do not need to have two lines on this if you decide. This is making the pipe, makes it into a two-line header. So if I want on this one, I can just say amount and nothing else. And then I'm saying select asterisk from donor, donation. So now I do a file save and a file exit, and I come over here and I'm saying @ report one, and there's my little report. Okay, and the one where I didn't write the two words. Now notice it truncates. And you should keep that in mind. It truncates. So my donation only went on is the number of characters that could fit over the column. Okay. Did everybody get a report out that wanted to? Did anybody get a report out that wanted to? Okay. Edit. Let me write what I wrote again. Edit report one. Okay, so there's what I wrote.
Curious, because I've run into this before, using aliases, and like say for example state code, I wanted to use state, 5 characters, and the state code is on 2 positions, and it would just put the ST, it would always truncate
right.
In the same way as it
yeah.
did there. Just as curious, is there any way?
Yeah, there is. You can put in the length of the field,
the length.
And I'll look up the syntax for it, I don't remember, because I'm content with it. Truncated, but there is a way that you can say how long you want it. In fact, it may be further down with this. I played with this last night, but I didn't play with that because, again, I'm happy with truncation. But there is a way to do it. Has everybody got a report? Has anybody got a report? Is anybody here? I'm getting no response. Yes. All right, is anybody run into problems?
More.
Has everybody tried it? This isn't Monday morning, folks. It's Thursday. It's not 8 o'clock, it's 10.
Did you get it to work?
Oh yeah, I'm just doing something else. So.
All right.
Yeah, I got it.
Did you get it?
I am actually having trouble logging in.
Oh, all right.
So.
All right, that would definitely get in the way. Amanda, have you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not even in.
Oh, they're on your color. Okay.
Since all of you seem to be. The pipe, I wrote ID number, but it doesn't matter. You can write apples. I mean, it, you know, I just put something there.
So this one says donation ID number.
There, how's that?
That's much better.
Of course, there's another alternative, which is to not sit in the back row.
That's what I said.
You know, you could always sit where you can see.
Okay, so now if you keep going down the page, there is a heading that I can put on, and I can set a line size, and I can also set a page size. So I'm going to go in and say edit report, and there it is. So I'm going to add those things to it. So I'm saying set line size I've got 65 there, I'll put 50, and set page, I think it's page, we'll find out, page to 30. So I'm going to put 30 lines on a page. I think that's the right word. I'm debating between set line and set page, but we'll go and look. And then I put title, and title is done with two T's. And I'm putting donation information. Okay? So I've now got a title on here. And so I'm going to say file save, file exit, and back here I'm going to say @ report one, unknown set option page. So that wasn't the right option. I'll go down and look at it in a minute. But notice it gave me a header that said Thursday, October 15, donation information page one. And that's the default header that it will give you. Okay? So there's your default header. Now if I scroll down, I can find out, I've got a list of things down here someplace. I'll find it yet. There it is. So it is set page size, not set page, but set page size. So I will go back now and change that to say set page size. Okay, so I'm going to say edit report one, and I'm saying set page size.
Okay.
and now I'm going to run it. And now it's happy. So I've got the right page. So set page size is what I needed to have in there. Okay, now if you scroll down a little bit more, there is a break and a compute sum. I think I did a break one alone first, if I remember, yes. So we'll put that in first. So I'm going to say edit report 1. And I am putting in here break on report. That means a final total. I want a total on report. And on, I really don't have anything good to break on. Oh, don't. Drive number looks like I used it twice, so that will be okay. Drive number. So I'm breaking on report and on drive number. Okay, come on. You can do it. I think I saved it about 10 times, but anyway. And I'm going to say here, @report1. And apparently I didn't save it. Oh, okay. I should have said select asterisks from donation, order by drive number, because I need to have the drive numbers come together in order for it to break on drive number. Okay, so I said break on report on drive number, and the table I'm going to have is going to be in order by drive number. So that should do it. And now if I do an @report1, you can tell it broke because it did not repeat the 100. Interestingly enough, that's what it does. If I put on there the skip 2, okay, so if I go back there and say skip 2, so I'm going to do edit report 1, and I'm going to break on drive number and put a skip 2 in there now. That means skip 2 lines when it does a break. So now file save, file exit. And if I run this, notice it does a break. It does a skip a line when it does a break. It does skip 2 lines, actually, when I do a break. Okay. So that gets me the break. Now I'm going to go back in and compute the sum. And so if you come down here to my next example where I have compute sum, I'm going to go back in there and say edit report 1, and I'm going to add in here compute sum of cont amount on drive number and compute sum of cont amount on report. Okay, So I'm getting the sum on each of those. Okay, and it does it its own way, which it puts the asterisks in under the thing I'm breaking on and writes the word sum and tells me what the sum is. Okay. Okay, how are we doing on getting this working?
If you didn't keep up with me, do this one. Because this one kind of has everything in it. So go ahead and try putting this one in, yeah.
If we clear columns, would that erase everything? Would that erase all the data?
No. Clear columns erases the formatting that you did, supposedly. But it really doesn't work terribly well. One of my complaints about report is that it has too much of a memory. There's other things you can clear, but I have never found a satisfying way to clear everything out. If anybody finds it, let me know. After you do this, I'll come back, and there's a few things I want to look at. But I'm going to give you a few minutes to hopefully do this one. Again, if you're working with Notepad, feel free to do this stuff in Notepad. I mean, you're working with Putty. Feel free to do this stuff with Notepad and then just paste it into Putty, which I think is a lot easier.
I have a question on that.
Yeah.
I know it was a while back you showed us how to do the copy and paste. I think I know how to do it, but it was something that
you had to change it to Windows.
To Windows, yeah.
As opposed to the default.
Right.
The default treats the right mouse click as a paste.
Yeah.
And if you set it to Windows, then it doesn't.
I haven't done this at home yet because I was afraid that once I do that, you know, when we create the assignments, I do a copy. Yeah, you know, once it's selected, it's in the buffer, and then I go to Word and I just Control V and do a paste, and it works fine. If I change that setting, does that mean when I go into Putty, I can no longer just do that? I will highlight and have to do like right-click copy,
yeah.
And then I'll have to do that extra step, right?
Yeah, okay. And it's only for the duration. It doesn't stay.
Oh, okay.
The next time you go in, you'd have to set it again.
Oh, so that's then you can't save.
Oh, you probably can. I didn't try that. I just went in, and there's probably a place where I can save it.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't even experiment with that. I just went in and said, on the whole, I don't want it there, but I want to see what will happen if it is there.
Oh, okay.
Because once you're used to the idea that right-click is a paste,
Yeah. Then
the last thing I want to do is go back and forth between the two options, or I'll go nuts.
Right, right.
Have you gotten? Yes, it looks like you've got a report out. Oh no, I was looking at my stuff. But yes, you have one too.
Yeah.
questions, anyone?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
So the purpose of clearing a column would be to, like, get rid of the previous entry?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And clearing columns gets out, supposedly gets rid of. Down below, as I said.
I was just checking my understanding.
Yeah, I'll go down below in a minute. I just don't want to take this away and show you the definitions of all of those. But I want to leave this up for a few minutes while people are doing it.
Is there a way to get a list of all the stripped files you've made that you have out there?
I'm not sure there is. There's got to be, but
I forget what I have.
I do too. That's one reason why I make a copy of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If I make 7 copies of this, then I can move on. The sum showed up when I added the compute. Okay, if you go down and look a little bit, scroll down a ways, I've got a whole set of clauses that you can use. And you've got break on, you can clear break, you can set the title off. B title provides titles at the bottom of the report. We didn't do that. Clear columns clears previous titles. Clear compute clears calculations. No, I don't seem to have anything on setting the size, and I thought there was one. Well, wait a minute. Formatting of data. Yes, that's what does it, formatting. Okay, so if I go in, look at this example. If I go in here and I say edit report one once more, and on the thing at the top, I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I'm going to say format A8. Okay. I want to get rid of this out of the way. Notice the formats that I can have. I'll format that as A2. The date I'm going to format as what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So and the amount I will format as $9,999.99. I'm not sure that I've got the right format for date, but we'll see. Okay, so I did a file save. And file close. I'm going to come back here and say @report1, and now I've gotten the spaces that I wanted. So putting the formats in gets me the space.
Good question on the format you put in.
Yep.
You got 4 9s after the comma.
What 4 9s? Where? Oh, apparently it doesn't. But that's because it didn't need it.
Okay.
You're right. Okay. If I had had a big number in there, it might well have made a difference. But since I didn't, it didn't care. So the format above a character field, I just say A, which I think stands for alpha or something, and then give it a length that I want. In a format on a numeric field, if I want to, I can stick in commas and stick in dollar signs and all that good stuff. So my sum of the two donations to drive 100 summed up to 45. I only had one donation to the other two, so they were 40 and 10, and then that gave me my total of 95. And remember that if you're doing a break on something, and this is true in all kinds of computing, if you are doing a break, then what you need to do is have it in order by that field. So if I want to break on drive number, I have to have it in order by drive number. And most break processing has you do it that way. If you don't, then first of all, it's not going to work in this report. But even in programming, then you'd have to set up accumulators for all of the different drive numbers. And every record add to the accumulator, and then print out the accumulators all at the bottom. But if in fact what you want, which is what you usually want, is the total associated with the string of records that made that total, then you need to do the order by. So if you're doing break processing, and we went over that in the first semester of Visual Basic break processing. We looked at some of the break stuff. And I'm guessing you've looked at it in some other languages. But if you're doing breaks, then you definitely need to have the order by in there if the file isn't in that order. Now, the file may be in that order, and then you're fine. But if the file isn't in that order, you need to order by it.
Questions?
Yeah.
I'm trying to only get it to work and it won't add the sum.
It won't add the sum.
I was using a different table
though. But it was a numeric field?
Should be alright if you say compute sum and break on.
So you're breaking on price, right?
Yeah. Wait, go try to break on department.
On department. Okay, then you want to have the sum on department.
Okay, so what you're breaking on, you want to add that?
Yeah. No, what you that. What you're breaking on, you want to have it find all, okay, I'm not saying this right. Over here I said I want to break on report and I want to break on drive number. Okay, so first of all, I have to have it in order by drive number because that's what I want to break on, which means I want to print a total after each new drive number. Since I've got them in order by drive number, it will print a total for each new drive number. Then when I say the compute, I say compute sum of, and I pick a numeric field. And then I say on the field I'm breaking on. So on drive number, which means that it will show me all of drive 100 and then show me a total for drive 100. Show me all of drive 200, show me a total for drive 200, show me all of drive 3. So you need to change that price to department. But I don't know what your the sum of. Is the sum of on a field that's numeric?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to group it by department and then do the price.
Do the prices. Then you'd want to say compute sum of price on department. And then compute sum of price on report gives you that final one. So on report gives you this final total. So on report is giving you that one. And okay, so those are what you're getting. And it's important to have the order by drive number. Okay. When I didn't have the order by drive number, okay, let's play with this a little bit. Okay, save that about 10 times. Okay, so if I take out the order by drive number and do a file save, file exit, and I say up here @report1, it breaks every time the drive number changes. Well, they were in order like this, so it broke when it went from 100 to 200, broke when it went from 200 to 100, broke when it went from 100 to 300. So if they're not in order, coincidentally, I might have two next to each other, but lots of times I'm not going to have them, in fact, unless the file was purposefully ordered in a certain way, I'm not going to have two drive numbers necessarily next to each other. They're going to be scattered all over the place. If the file is in order by ID number, which is what mine is, then the two drive 100s are not going to be next to each other because it's in order by ID number. Okay, if it was in order by date, I wouldn't be getting the same thing either. So, without the order by, that's what I get. Then when I throw the order by back in, I am now seeing them grouped. Thank you. so I'm now seeing them grouped. Okay. I'm going to take out the dateline. Okay, so I'm going to take that out. And then I'm going to run it. I thought I took out the dateline. Clear columns was in there. Columns are cleared, supposedly. Let's see what it does now. It's still got the date in there. I object.
Were you using report one?
Yeah. Oh, no, it did do the right thing. I'm not paying attention. Notice the change that it made. It took out the header because I had put the header in there, but it still did the date. Huh. Okay. So, edit report one. And I'd taken that out, but in the select, I have everything still. And so it does everything. If I want... There we go. If I want to have only the ID number, drive number, and cont amount, okay, then I come up like this. And then I only have the three. Okay, but if I'm not going to set up and format for, then I might as well not show it. It can, it will show everything. But I said in this one I was formatting the ID number, formatting the drive, formatting the cont amount, but I didn't format the date. And so when I still had date being selected, it just gave me the default field name and didn't do any formatting on it. If I don't want to see the date, I take it out of the select as well. And then it's out of the date, out of the report rather. Because the final analysis on the report is now I want the ID number, the drive number, and the cont amount. And so those are the three things that it's showing. Okay. And I think that is about it on this.
Is there a way to comment out something in the script? Like, rather than just want to make a temporary change in a report, just want to try it out, would it be like an exclamation mark or something in the front?
I'm sure, yeah. There may well be.
I'll try to Google.
Yeah, there may well be.
Yeah.
Comments in an Oracle script. Is apparently in closed comments with the slash asterisk asterisk slash is done in SQL. They're talking strictly SQL plus. That's the one we want. PLSQL is a different world, but it may still work. So try the slash asterisk asterisk slash and see if that works. Placing comments in scripts. Apparently use the remark command on a line by itself in a script. Okay. So apparently remark will do it.
just the word report?
Apparently. We can try it. I don't think I have ever done it.
No, I've always used the slash S.
I've done that in PLSQL, but I'm not sure. My scripts, I guess, are not. Edit report one, we'll try it there. Remark.
Does it have to be capital though?
I don't think so. Remark. This is a remark.
A slash star warm up.
Did it?
Yeah. Well, I commented out that like you did, like the header on the date, and I got the date, because I still have a select star below, but it seems like a word.
The remark didn't show up here. So using the word remark. Yeah, right, edit report one. Putting the word remark in there, it didn't show up anyplace, so it was happy with that. So if you don't know what a script does, you can definitely put in a remark that tells what the script does.
No.
Which is a good way of doing it.
Oh.
You know. Yeah, it says use the SQL comment delimiter slash asterisk for single or multiple lines. So apparently remark. I like the single line ones lots of times. I'll just write remark on every line or comment on every line, depending on what it does. This actually looks like a good, it's the help center that actually looks good. Okay, we are done, since we have, I think, 3 minutes, those valuable 3 minutes that got added to every class, I'm wasting here, but we're done.
So is there one class that you always think?